Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Nick at the network, and we're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Let's check today's lineup. Judd Garrett, former professional football player, author of No Wind, with his latest Superlicious Society. And then the world-famous Selwyn Duke in the second hour with his latest, including China Owns and Bemoans Hollywood, Slams Tinseltown as a Woke Joke. There you go, Selwyn Duke. All right, well, let's check some news, shall we? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to blame the number of unvaccinated Americans for the continuation of the COVID-19 pandemic. During his presidential bid, you know, Biden made it a campaign promise to shut down the virus and then called former President Donald Trump's travel restrictions against China xenophobic. Quote, whatever happened to President Joe Biden's promise to shut down the virus? Fox White House News correspondent Peter Ducey asked this week. We're working on it, Peter, Psaki said. Quote, there's another variant here, is the idea that you want people to wrap their heads around that the president, instead of shutting down the virus, is going to try to help people admit the virus, Ducey continued. Psaki responded that in order to go back to normal life, they need at least 20% of the American population to, you guessed it, receive the COVID vaccine and the booster shots. Quote, what we can do as the federal government is make those vaccines free, make the boosters free, make them available. The president will talk more about what we're going to do, Psaki said, but we need the American people to do more who are not vaccinated to help us continue to fight this virus. According to the CDC report, 59% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated, while 21% have received a booster shot. The Omicron variant recently discovered in South Africa, prompting the Biden administration to implement travel restrictions on South Africa. The first known case of the variant was identified by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Monday. And just days after Dr. Angelica Cortez, chair of the South African Medical Association, warned that the variant has already reached the United States. In a Monday address, Biden urged the public to receive the vaccine and booster shots, arguing that it's the most effective way for people to be protected against the virus. And he vowed to fight against the newly identified variant while urging people not to panic. All right. They ought to just get a giant fly swatter, you know. When it crosses the border, just swap it down there. Well, also, White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said Wednesday that new testing requirements might be required for all people traveling into the United States. But with regard to the new COVID-19 restrictions for illegal immigrants, Fauci said, well, that's a different issue. Yes. Quote, you advised the president about the possibility of new testing requirements for people coming into this country. Does that include everybody? White House correspondent, once again, Peter Ducey asked Fauci at a briefing. Quote, the answer is yes, Fauci said. Anybody and everybody who's coming into the country needs to get a test within 24 hours of getting on the plane to come here. What about the border crossers? Ducey pressed. That's a different issue, Fauci replied. We still have Title 42 with regard to protection at the border, so there are protections at the border, Fauci went on to say. Referencing Public Health Order 42, which was implemented by the Trump administration March 2020. Title 42 prohibits some individuals from entering the U.S. in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, according to Customs and Border Protection. you don't have the capability, as you know, of somebody getting on a plane, getting checked, looking at a passport. We don't have that there, but we need to get some degree of mitigation, Fauci continued. So he's still stuck on flying through the air, not flying across the border. Anyway, President Joe Biden's policy, which is being considered, would require all travelers entering the country, including U.S. citizens, to provide proof of a negative test regardless of the vaccination status no more than 3 days before their flight, according to Fox News. You know the way things are, listener, I would imagine if you got on the plane, snuck on there, and they found out that you hadn't been checked, wow, they might throw you right out of the plane. Yeah, not on the border, though. Well, talked about this yesterday a little bit. Companies that donated to the Black Lives Matters BLM Global Network Foundation, including Amazon, Intel, and Microsoft, have yet to weigh in on the movement's call to boycott white companies this Christmas, despite those groups profiting from corporate donations. The organization on Instagram urged its supporters to participate in Black Christmas by buying exclusively from black-owned businesses through January 1st. Move your money out of those white corporate banks that finance our oppression and open accounts with black-owned banks. That's what the statement said. But the group has benefited from huge corporation donations itself. Now, in June of 2020, Amazon said it donated $10 million to social justice causes, including the ACLU Foundation and Black Lives Matter. All right. So then I guess you stop and think, well, let's see, is Amazon a white-owned business? Wow. I mean, there's a lot of shopping going on right now at Amazon. Yes. So who owns a black company that can deliver those gifts as fast as Amazon, huh? How many of those companies have that many drivers? Yes. How many have that many toys for the little children? Oh, the little children, the toys, of course, come from Santa Claus. By the way, have no fear. Biden puts his faith in Santa Claus as the supply chain drags down America. President Joe Biden stated Wednesday of this week that only Santa Claus can guarantee gifts being available to American amid supply chain issues. You know, Dr. Jill has said, you want what? You just ask Santa Claus, yes. The president addressed reports about supply chain issues to empty shelves and low toy supplies during the holiday season and claimed that, quote, for the vast majority of the country, that's not what's happening. Now, I can't promise that every person will get every gift they want on time, Biden went on to say. Only Santa Claus can keep that promise. The president went on to mention that every year items are hard to find or sell out during holidays. Okay. Quote, some of you moms and dads may remember the Cabbage Patch Kids back in the 80s or the Beanie Babies in the 90s or other toys that have run out at Christmas time in past years when there was no supply chain problem. But we're headed into a holiday season in a very strong shape, Biden said. My comment, very strong shape, Biden? Come on, man. And by the way, you know, talking about, you might remember when you couldn't get the Cabbage Patch Kids? You know why? Because they had billions on the shelves and they were already sold out. It wasn't a short supply there, Mr. Biden. Now, along with supply chain concerns, consumers are further faced with a surge in inflation. It's the highest record in 30 years. Now today, spouting, oh, the highest unemployment ever. Yes, the Consumer Price Index has reached a growth of 6.2%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And further reports suggest a 59% increase in heating, as well as gas prices, reaching a 7-year high. And Biden announced last October that the ports of L.A. and Long Beach would operate 24-7 in order to address the national trucker shortage. It ain't happening, Mr. President. All right, let me see. I want to make sure I get this in. Yes, here it is right here, yes. Interesting. Canadian energy firm Pembina Pipeline Corporation pulled the plug on a years-long project that would have led to a greater natural gas export from Canada to the United States. The multi-billion dollar Jordan Cove project included plans to construct a marine export terminal, which would have been the first of its kind in the continental U.S., and a 230-mile pipeline across Oregon, the Associated Press reported. Now, the terminal would have liquefied up to 1.04 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day for export and hosted two full containment storage tanks on site. But the project, which dates back to 2004, fiercely opposed by those environmentalists, while state officials created permitting roadblocks that Pembina struggled to hurdle. In 2020, the Republican majority Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved the project, but the agency rescinded approval in January. That's when Mr. Biden came in, rejected the plans. Pembina Pipeline Corporation has decided to pause the development of Gordon Jove LNG while we reassess the impact of recent regulatory decisions, the company said in a statement, also related to Biden-Mull's shutting down pipeline that supplies energy to the Midwest. Now, let me go to, Coalition of Environmentalist Landowners, they opposed the project for years, arguing that it would contaminate the climate and contribute to, wait for it, global warming. Dun-da-dun, their key word. Now, the Biden administration, in another story, is reviewing the possible ramifications of shutting down yet another key pipeline transporting crude oil and natural gas from Canada into the Midwest. White House recently initiated a study of the economic impacts closing the Line 5 pipeline, Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karen Jen Perry confirmed at a press conference. She added that the Army Corps of Engineers was preparing an environmental impact study on shutting down the pipeline. No, listen, what's her name again? Karen. It's global warming, okay? Got it? President Joe Biden faced significant criticism last week after he reported the administration's decision to study Line 5. Quote, as we enter the winter months and the temperatures drop across the Midwest, the termination of Line 5 will undoubtedly further exacerbate shortages and price increases in home heating fuels like natural gas and propane at a time when Americans are already facing rapidly rising energy prices, steep home heating costs, global supply shortages, and skyrocketing gas prices. That all from the mouth of Ohio Republican Bob Latta, November 4th. Well, Line 5 carries about 540,000 barrels of oil and gas per day to Michigan, according to the pipeline operator. And including Michigan, you've also got Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. Line 5 alone accounts for about 55% of Michigan's propane supply. Enbridge said roughly 320,000 Michigan households primarily rely on propane for their heating needs. But what do they say? Let them eat cake, I guess. But he's going to probably boycott cake, too. Hey, by the way, I want to remind you about a big show Monday. General Patrick Henry Brady, America's most decorated living veteran, is going to be here along with Reese Lloyd, author of the Flag Amendment Resolution. And we're going to discuss the status of the National Medal of Honor Museum project in which General Brady, who happened to receive the Medal of Honor, is involved. And then our independent freelance journalist shows up, his name, Leo Homan. That's all happening next week. Be right back.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Chuck Wilder and CRN, let me tell you about my guest, Mr. Judd Garrett. After 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, who are still hanging in there right now, well, then he began his 12-year coaching career. He went with the Saints, the Dolphins, the Rams, and the Cowboys. Served another 12 years as personal executive with the Cowboys. Judd has written 2 screenplays, frequent contributor on the topics of sports and politics to Real Clear Politics. And by the way, there is a book called No Wind. That's his first published novel. Judd is married, father of 6 children. By the way, hopefully we're going to have time to talk about one of those little children in another excellent report and called Indoctrination, yes. But right now I want to welcome him and I want to talk about his latest super Chiliosius Society. Yes, Judd, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am fair to partly cloudy today with a slight chance of sniffles. Anyway, super Chiliosius. I actually had to look that up to make sure I could pronounce it properly because normally if you get over 8 letters, Chuck has a problem, you know. But most people know that earlier this week, I guess it was, the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, announced that he had resigned from his position with the company. Yippee-yay-yay. But what are we getting in return, Judd?
It doesn't look like we're getting much of an improvement at Twitter because they promoted the chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal. I don't know if I'm saying that name right. And he is he is not a friend of white people, it doesn't seem like. He tweeted back in 2010, if they, we don't know who they are, but he said if they are not going to distinguish between Muslims and extremists, then why should I distinguish between white people and racists? So the guy who's taken over at Twitter has basically said that all white people are racist. So that's what we're getting replacing Jack Dorsey.
Wow, he might even ban somebody. I mean, as high up as the president. Wait a minute. No, what's his face? JD did that already, didn't he? Jack Dorsey. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, sometimes I'm amazed. You know, like Bezos just recently donated over $1 million to the Obama brand new library he's building in honor of Obama. You know, and it's sort of like, don't you think sometimes you might lose half or 20% of your customers? And then with this guy, it's like maybe you're going to lose more than that. Maybe 80% of the people are going to say, you know, to hell with you, Twitter.
Well, I mean, you would think, I mean, I got off of Twitter about 3 or 4 years ago, and you would think that many conservatives and many Republicans were already off of Twitter. You know, I don't care how much it can benefit you in certain ways. You know, if they're going to be this blatantly racist and prejudiced against mm-hmm. white people and against conservatives, there's no point in even, using their product, promoting their product in any way. So I'm surprised that a lot of Republicans and conservatives haven't already, you know, gotten off of Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a large percentage that have. And then the thing is that you point out in this excellent article about following 9/11, all right, this guy says you can't make a distinction between Muslims and extremists. But in your article, you mentioned, you know, America bent over backward, you know, separating the religion of Islam from the Muslim extremist terrorists. And even, you know, President George W. Bush did pretty good on that, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that's the lie that's continually put forward is that is that after the 9/11 attacks that America became anti-Muslim and anti-Islam and we're attacking, you know, Muslim people, and we weren't. We continually, everybody, our leaders, our fellow citizens, time and again, separated the two. We understood that this was a perversion of Islam, and these people who committed these attacks were not representative of the mainstream Islamic people. That's what we were told. That's what we were believed. But again, they lie to us and say that the exact opposite was true. There wasn't a big anti-Islam blowback after 9/11. There wasn't.
Got to get into that break right now, so hang on. Going to be right back with Judd Garrett. His website, objectivityistheobjective.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, and once again that website where you can read all his excellent articles. Objectivity is the objective. Objectivityistheobjective.com. You know, I was talking about just for the break, President George Bush, right after 9/11, told the country, Islam is a religion of peace. And not only did terrorists hijack planes and destroy life, they also hijacked the beautiful religion of Islam. Pretty good words, right?
Yeah, I mean, we encouraged and embraced Islam after 9/11. We didn't reject them or have anti-Islam hate going around. I mean, I'm sure you could find a couple examples, but as a whole, we embrace the Muslim people in our country.
I mean, you know, we're anti ISIS, things like that. But you say if all Muslims are not terrorists because a few Muslims are terrorists, then it is only follows that all white people are not racist because a few white people are racist. And very good stuff. ABC legal analyst, is that Sonny Hostin, H-O-S-T-I-N, on The View?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the...
He tried to impugn all Republicans. You know, you point out, you know, you call the people at the Capitol Riot insurrectionists and white nationalists, and she said, you know, the Republican Big Tent Party includes insurrectionists, it includes white nationalists, it includes fearmongers, and she's doing the same thing. She's trying to, you know, label every Republican by the actions of a few Republicans, which we didn't do to Islam after 9/11, but is being done to white people and Republicans.
And a perfect example of what's being done to to white people, or not even just white people. Sometimes you lump in everybody if they happen to be a conservative. And you give an example. Let's see. During the 2008 campaign, President Obama, he kind of shot his mouth off, didn't he?
Yeah, he said he was in Pennsylvania giving a speech, and he was talking about the working class people, obviously the people who aren't going to vote for him. And he said they get bitter, they cling to their guns or religion or antipathy towards people who aren't like them. Again, making a blanket statement about a whole group of people, you know, based on maybe one or two people.
And then in 2016, the lovely candidate, Hillary Clinton, she sure came out with one, and I think it got more press than clinging, you know, clinging to your guns and religion. She called the millions of Americans a basket of deplorables. And, you know, I remember when they were trying to get off of that, because she was saying, well, I was talking about middle America, you know, how they don't really get involved in blah, 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 you know, covering her rear end, which takes quite a bit of territory.
Well, and this is what a lot of these people do, and this is why I called it a supercilious society, because it's the punching down at people. You got these powerful people, the head of Twitter now, punching down at white America. You have Barack Obama, you know, punching down at the working class. You have Hillary Clinton punching down at, you know, people who are below her, you know, in the social stratosphere. I mean, this is what's happening. They're so arrogant, and they think they're so much better than everybody else that they can take pot shots at them.
Well, I'll tell you, this year, the president, and what's his name, Joe Biden? Yes, Joe Biden also fell into this category, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's labeling people who don't agree with him as white supremacists, and he's sicking the FBI on these people.
Yeah,
and
wow.
And going after parents, you know, at school board meetings. Again, it's the punching down. It's the arrogance of the powerful and the rich.
Yeah, man, it's really, you know, you think about, you know, can't we all get along? You know, that goes in my mind all the time. Can't we all get along, you know? But it's you know, if you keep stirring things up, And doing stupid things, you know. I mean, some of the stuff, I swear, that the Democrats come up with. And then, of course, there's always the Second Amendment, you know, that's in the ingredients also. I think as long as we have a second agreement, most of the Democrats are not going to agree with the gun situation. What's your feeling on that?
Yeah,
you think it's mostly Democrats or everybody?
Yeah, they look down on gun owners like they're, you know, the lowest level of humanity. And all these, most people who own guns just want to protect themselves and protect their families. And there's nothing wrong with that. But again, they go after them. They talk down to them. They disparage them. It's really sad what's happening.
You know, and we have so many standards, too. Somebody was talking to me the other night or something, and was talking about, you know, Rittenhouse and everything he went through. And then it makes you think about, you remember the husband and wife? They got on their lawn. She had a pistol and he had a rifle. Whenever the unruly crowd was going to kill their dog and burn their house down. And remember what happened to them? And they didn't even kill anyone, you know. But they would fall in the same Rittenhouse situation, because these people were threatening, you know, to burn your house down. And number one, when you threaten somebody's dog, that should automatically be the death penalty right there.
Yeah, but it's like you said, it's a double standard that these people are running through the streets, destroying property, you know,
burning down things,
fire.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you show a gun to protect your own property, and you're the one that gets in trouble, and all the people who are rioting, you know, get a free pass.
Yeah, and defund the police. Boy, how's that working, especially out in California, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, and all those really high-priced stores? Isn't that wonderful that, and probably 70%, now I'm going to say 40% of those people who are out there rioting and raising hell and stealing and getting their Christmas presents early, free, you know, probably got out with early bail, which your vice president, Giggles Columbia, or whatever her name is now, you know. Did you see her on the bus, by the way, Judd, where she was went to one of the electric buses just a couple of days ago? And
I did not see that.
Appearances, you know, you make where you're inspecting. It's not new fighter planes. It's an electric bus. And she goes in and she sits down and she's got the wheel in her hands and she's turning it. And then she does her giggle. I don't know what in the world that is. That's some kind of chain reaction. But then she starts singing, "The wheels on the bus go round and round." The vice president, showing her how normal she is, I guess. Really? Is that normal? You didn't see that, did you?
I did not see that. I think there's a reason why the Biden administration is keeping her hidden as much as possible, because every time she shows her face, she embarrasses them. So that's the one thing the Biden administration is doing.
I have on good authority that when she was a little girl, you know, and how sometimes you'd play hide-and-seek, she was always the first one found because there was this giggling sound wherever she was. You know, I just made that up, but, you know. I wanted to make sure, well, you know, people like Twitter that do that, I'm a little upset, you know, that Bezos gave Obama all those millions of dollars, you know, to build his library. But, you know, you can do that if you have enough money. And supposedly he was wanting a statue of somebody that was that did a pretty good job in politics. You know, with this Twitter, this guy, I mean, it's like shoot yourself in the foot, you know. Sometimes that's hard to do, especially if you got a long rifle, but I guess. But anyway, what I wanted to do was make sure that I got in the previous article you wrote entitled Indoctrination. And, you know, listener, whenever I talk about Judd Garrett when he first comes on, married and the father of six children, he tells me, because I've always kind of wondered, you know, what the age group was, and I never ask you. But here it was, you were with your three-year-old son, and you're watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Boy, that's just perfect. Nickelodeon. How could anything go wrong on Nickelodeon, right? But it kind of upset you, didn't it?
It was Saturday morning, and I was just with my son. You know, we're having a good time watching SpongeBob, and then they go to a commercial, and they put out this, what I seen was this racist propaganda. They have this young boy, couldn't have been more than 13 or 14 years old, a black boy, and, you know, he says, "I've experienced mostly microaggressions in my life. It feels like there's always different people watching me, whether it be police officers, or it feels like regular people looking at me in a different way because of the color of my skin. I feel like they're assuming I'm doing something wrong or up to no good." And that just jumped out at me, because everything that he was accusing the white people or the police officers of doing, he was doing. He was assuming that they were thinking racist things and they were being racist based solely on how they looked and, you know, the uniform they were wearing. So I can't believe that a network like Nickelodeon would be promoting this type of anti-racist racism. And then on top of it, my son is 3 years old. All he wanted to do was watch SpongeBob. He didn't want to be indoctrinated by all this left-wing liberal stuff.
Well, which one of those networks? Oh, you know what? It's not Nickelodeon. It's Netflix. That's two different companies, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was, pardon me, I was thinking that maybe Nickelodeon was a subsidiary of Netflix. But, see, I could understand that if it was on, you know, because Obama and Valerie Jarrett, you know, they're all involved in that. And I think Obama's part owner now of the other company. But anyway, so they're not related, Nickelodeon. Okay.
But they're both from Hollywood, and Hollywood is, you know, just completely, you know, filled with all these types of people, this far left, you know, ideology that they're pushing, and it's going to show up. It shows up on Netflix, like you said. It shows up on this network, but it's going to show up on a lot of things that you watch that come out of Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar, but my next guest, a gentleman by the name of Selwyn Duke, all right, who writes for the New American. And by the way, his website, SelwynDuke.com. And the first, he's coming up on the next hour, Judd. And the first story we're going to talk about that he just filed, and it's funny you touched on this because its title is China Owns and Bemoans Hollywood, Slams Tinseltown as a Woke Joke. And, boy, when you see how much, you know, China is involved, I knew they were involved a little bit, but, wow, this really dives into it. So it might be interesting reading for you if you're interested to do that.
Yeah, I'll definitely look at it. I mean, it's clear that China is getting their tentacles on every part of our culture. They control the NBA, and they do control a lot of Hollywood. They don't. There's a lot of censorship that goes on in Hollywood,
yeah,
because these Hollywood movie houses want to be able to put their movies out in China, and China approves or disapproves some of the content.
Well, and a lot of that content, it's like it's not bashing China, but it has to do with sex, open sex, and this big woke thing that's going on. And apparently they do not like it. There was, I can't remember if it was two boys or two girls kissing, but that was one that really upset them, you know. So, and that would upset some parents too, you know. And can I kiss my brother? That's an exception, okay? Yes. It's all right. Yeah, but you know, you turn on the TV, and especially what you would call a comedy network, Nickelodeon, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like they're going to push this stuff on you. Is there ways that you complain with that, or do you just write excellent articles about it? I mean, do you call them up and say, hey, what the heck is going on, or do you send them an email, or do you Twitter about it? I don't think you're Twittering.
Yeah, I'm not on Twitter anymore. I should write to the network. I think that's a good point. You know, I wrote this article when I saw it, and I think a good follow-up would be to address it with the network. I don't know, you know, how much I could get accomplished, but at least them hearing from me may plant a seed in their head.
And talking about planting the seed, who planted the seed on the kid that was complaining? Could it be someone like LeBron James, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what's going on. I mean, if this is the feelings coming from the authentic feelings coming from this kid, or I don't know whether he was reading a script, but, you know, we see that everywhere, this narrative that, you know, black people are under attack, that, you know, all white people are racist. It comes from LeBron James. It comes from CNN. It comes from all these different parts of our culture. It's a completely false and unproven narrative.
Well, if you think, listener, that I'm picking on LeBron James, yes, I am. And here's a quote from him, and maybe the little kid heard it. NBA superstar LeBron James, and it's in Judd Garrett's latest here, or one of his. He tweeted, "We're literally hunted every day, every time we step foot outside of our comfort of the homes." Maybe the little kid likes basketball, and it just soaked right in. All right, we'll get the sponge and squeeze it. All right, Judd Garrett's going to be back. We're going to wrap things up in just a moment. His book is No Wind. You can get it at Amazon. And his website, objectivityistheobjective.com.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's.
Excuse me.
Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Excuse
me. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you.
Excuse me.
What's going on?
I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, even my little sister.
Now that's nice. Now, what are you hoping for? A bike?
Yep.
Clothes?
Okay.
A soccer ball.
Muy excelente. But you know what I really want? I want to be with my mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, and even my little sister. And going over to Columbo's.
Great steaks, the freshest fish, Columbo's Italian family specialties, they just treat you right.
And meatballs and spaghetti, super yum yum.
Columbo's, right any season, but especially this time of the year. Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you.
Mangia bene. And buonatele. Can we leave a meatball out for Santa?
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills, going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with my guest Judd Garrett. We're talking about one of his latest, Indoctrination, available at objectivityistheobjective.com. And you know, talking about LeBron James and things you see on here on TV, CNN, which is one of the worst, and you bring up CNN, I think the worst actually, Judd, is MSNBC. But anyway, CNN accusing police officers unfairly of targeting blacks, you know. So little kids at home, and if their parents are watching CNN, and then they hear all this stuff about, you know, how, you know, the cops are shooting all the black people, that is entirely 100% wrong with the statistics, right?
Yeah, I mean, statistically speaking, a black person is 10.5 times more likely to be killed by another black person than by a white person. And an unarmed black person is 184 times more likely to be killed by a black person than a police officer. So to say that white people and police officers are the biggest threats to black people is a complete lie, and it goes against all the known statistics.
Yeah, and these statistics just seem to be getting in the way of their narrative that they're trying to push. And not only black people, but, you know, anybody, especially when it gets to politics. Boy, you know, they'll give you figures that you're saying, what in the world? You know, and that's why I guess you just need to listen to Fox all the time. Put that out there, yeah. Man.
Well, at least Fox tries to give you the truth. I mean, these other networks are purposely lying to you.
Yeah, the one on MSNBC, for some reason, I watch it and I say, my goodness, you know, if I watch that program or that network for 4 or 5 hours a day, I would definitely have a really terrible slant on how America is. You know, I'd be wanting to sneak across the border and go into Mexico.
Are you talking about Joy Reid?
Yep, there you go.
She's the one. I don't watch her, but I've seen clips of her. I've never seen a clip when she hasn't been lying, just blatantly telling a falsehood. That's what she lives in.
Yeah, and I wonder how much they pay the people that, you know, that are going to do the script. You know, I didn't even pull the trigger, Joy Reid said. No, wait a minute, that was somebody else, yes.
Yeah.
Man. But, see, he'll be on MSNBC also, you know. Oh, no, somebody, I don't know who it was, you know, like Pinocchio has a long nose. This guy had a long finger, and he stuck it out next to him, and he pulled the trigger and killed that person on the scene of the movie, yes. And just think about all the great jobs I've done on acting. He's a pretty good actor, but... I don't even want to mention his name, you know, he doesn't, but anyway, I think most people know who I'm talking about. You know, they'll put him in military movies, and then, you know, you got the American Legion and the VFW complaining, why do you put that clown in there? You know, he's not an American. Boy, crybaby. There you go. Well, we have run out of time, and we're kind of making this an every Friday event. I really enjoy it because I look forward to all of your excellent articles. And if people want to get a copy of your book, Know When, that's his first published novel, it's available at Amazon, correct?
Yeah, Amazon. Just type in Judd Garrett, Know When, and it'll pop right up. You can get it in Kindle or regular book form.
All right, and it's J-U-D-D, that's Judd Garrett, capital G-A-R-R-E-T-T. What? G-A-R-R, two R's, with an E and two T's, Garrett. All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right. Selwyn Duke coming up next. Be right back. CRN Digital Talk Radio. Chuck Wilder here, St. Nick at the network, and we're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Once again, I want to remind you that when next we meet, I have General Patrick Henry Brady, America's most decorated living veteran. Recipient of the Medal of Honor, along with Reese Lloyd, author of the Flag Amendment Resolution, and we're going to discuss the status of the National Medal of Honor Museum Project, in which General Brady is involved. And also Leo Homan, all right, author of Stealth Invasion, one of his latest, Why is Trump Given a Hall Pass on Killer Injections? Wow. Well, now, without further ado, let's go to the one and only Mr. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, contributor to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. And here he is, Mr. Duke. Well. It's time again there. How you doing, Selwyn? How you doing?
Not bad, Chuck. And here we are post-Thanksgiving, and I hope we're not any fatter. I hope we're lean and mean and ready to go, agile, mobile, and hostile.
Well, we've always been mean, and some of us are lean. I don't know. Hey, I have to confess that I didn't see your latest one until I was already on the air, and that was just a few minutes ago. A bipartisan message. Solar and wind are a lot of hot air. Go nuclear. Why don't we do that one second, all right? And because I've been really plugging this one you have where China owns and bemoans Hollywood and slams Tinseltown as a woke joke. Boy, Interesting article. Just came out yesterday, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying that if Hollywood continues to go down this road toward political correctness, writes the China Global Times, it will dig its own grave and destroy its reputation one day. This is really interesting because this is a whole different take. You know, I was thinking that China was just sort of like, you know, happy with everything that was going on because they're more or less controlling Hollywood, I think. But this is an interesting thing about things that they don't necessarily like coming out of Hollywood, right?
Right, right. It's really interesting, Chuck, because we've heard of wisdom from the mouths of babes, right? Well, here we probably have wisdom from the mouths of knaves. And the reason why I say that is that this China Global Times, the Global Times is what it's called, operates at the pleasure of the Chinese government. So it's not printing anything that the government there, the fascistic government, and that's actually what it is, disapproves of. But nonetheless, they spoke some truth here, and why they're doing it we can touch on. But it's funny because they said that if Hollywood continues with this political correctness, like you said, it will dig its own grave and destroy its reputation one day. One day, as I put it in my article, you know, some people might say that the destruction of Hollywood's current reputation would be an improvement. So I don't know about one day. Yeah. I think its reputation was in tatters a long time ago. But anyway, what China is doing here, its admonishment of Hollywood, Chuck, really speaks volumes. Not just about woke culture, but about woke cultures and the modern left's future, okay, which really, really is very, very short. We're going to get into that. But Beijing does own Hollywood, as you basically said. For a long time, it succeeded, believe it or not, in censoring our movies. This is done through Beijing's powerful State Administration of Radio, Film, and Television. That's the entity there, SARFT. And you might say, well, how could it possibly censor our movies? Well, it's very, very simple. It simply says to our producers, how China does, well, if you don't kowtow to us, if you don't do our bidding, we're not going to grant you access to our huge market. And that's a tremendous stick, a tremendous cudgel they can use against Hollywood, you know, because here we can't do that. We have the First Amendment, so Hollywood more or less can do what it wants. But in China, well, they guard all the gates and they hold all the keys, the Communist Chinese Party does there. And by the way, if you think this is not effective, here's a concrete example, just one of many. There was a remake of the movie Red Dawn, Chuck. The original was made, I think, 1984, maybe 1983, and it's about an invasion of the United States. In the original, the invaders were Russians and Cubans, or Soviets and Cubans. But in the remake, because the Soviet Union had fallen, okay, you might think that the invaders would be Chinese, right? Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. They originally, in the movie, were Chinese. But at the behest of Beijing, they were digitally altered to make them appear North Korean. Okay, imagine that. And that's just one example. So anyway, that's how they censor our movies. But now they're criticizing the wokeness, the political correctness in the movies. And basically what the Global Times writes is, quote, the hashtag, how serious is the involution in Hollywood due to political correctness, began trending on Chinese social media on Monday. British writer J.K. Rowling's recent suffering, Disney's live-action Snow White, the gay superhero in Marvel films. The batch of operations for political correctness in Hollywood has been satirized by many Chinese netizens, and if Hollywood continues down this road, it will dig its own grave and destroy its reputation one day, as we said before. Then this paper continues. The newest joke for most Chinese netizens came after Rowling did not appear for celebrations at the 20th anniversary of the film Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Yes, this is ironic. A writer who created the great IP was expelled by those who adapted her work. Another series of changes that made most Chinese netizens' jaws drop is that the live-action adaptations of Disney's classic works, The Little Mermaid and Snow White, have changed the protagonists from white to black and Latino mixed race. The more interesting part is that Gal Gadot, the bewitching woman who is in line with the beauty of white people, is going to play the evil queen in Snow White. So, unquote, isn't that very typical? They have a white person playing the part of an evil character, and all the other characters are being changed to being non-white. And it's funny because when it's the other way around, Chuck, when you have people who, let's say, and this has happened in the past, when you have white people who are cooking and serving Mexican food, this happened at West somewhere, they can actually be accused of cultural appropriation. Well, what is this? Isn't this cultural appropriation? But no one talks about it.
Wow.
But anyway, the Times then calls this a bit weird and asks, how much are DC Comics and Marvel Studios willing to bet on political correctness? And I pointed out, well, I mean, listen, the West has bet its whole future on it, so why wouldn't our purveyors of popular culture bet their market? But anyway, you know, why is China doing this? Well, they're not politically correct the way we are. There's no doubt about it, Chuck. But there might be another motivation, too. Breitbart pointed this out, that basically China now is blocking more of our Hollywood blockbusters from its market because, not just because maybe the movies might contain things that China doesn't like, but also because Beijing is trying to boost its own domestic movie industry. So Breitbart,
you know, and real quick, because I remember whenever, you know, you mentioned, and whenever I first read this, pardon me, that China is now the largest movie market in the world. And people would say, well, why did they build greater theaters or whatever?
Mm.
Just think back a few months even, you know, listeners, how you couldn't go to the movie in America because they didn't want you to get COVID, remember? But yet the place where it came from, their movies were open, you know, and here they go. So now, you know, they surpass us because they're open. You know, there's a big deal between open and close when you have the sign there, no matter what it is, even if it's a bar or a restaurant or whatever. And they're not going along with this woke, which, you know, tickles me to death. You know, they don't want the two guys kissing together or the two girls kissing or whatever. And it's interesting, you know, that they're doing this. But they're pretty they got a lot of money, and money talks, right? That might be the bottom line. Money talks.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And you said they have the largest movie market in the world. It's not surprising. China has 1.4 billion people, more than four times as many people as we do. Our population is about 330 million. So it's just a staggering market, and they've been growing. It's a burgeoning nation. So they're surpassing us in many, many ways. And they're a serious geopolitical competitor, and we should take it very seriously because China wants to knock us off our perch, and China plays for keeps. But anyway, Breitbart points
out
that the two
sissy
biggest
men, that was in your article, right? They call them sissy
men.
Yeah,
oh, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to the sissy men.
I like that. Okay, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself here.
That's okay. I guess China has sort of become the Archie Bunker of the world now, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, there you go. They say we're not going to have any black popcorn. It's going to be all white, that's for sure. Okay, thank you.
But Breitbart points out that the two biggest grossing movies worldwide this year are both from China. I'm quoting now. The Korean War epic, The Battle at Lake Changjin, which promotes anti-American sentiment while lionizing communist dictator Mao Zedong, and the time-traveling comedy Hi, Mom. Anyway, unquote there. But, you know, in my articles, Chuck, I always like to get into the deeper issues.
Yeah.
And the larger story here, as I point out in my piece, has to do with, and this is a favorite word of the leftists, sustainability. In this case, the sustainability of modern liberalism. And, you know, Breitbart points out, Chuck, that the 2018 movie Bohemian Rhapsody was censored upon its Chinese release. Now, why? Because it had scenes of homosexual intimacy and drug use. Okay, and I pointed out that earlier this year, and this is in a similar vein, Beijing actually unveiled this program, Chuck, that was designed to enhance teen boys' masculinity because they said boys were becoming too effeminate. And by the way, we heard the same complaint in the West about a century ago when the Boy Scouts were instituted around then. That was one of the complaints by the guy who founded the organization. He was worried that Western boys were becoming too effeminate, and he wanted something that would really uphold or instill in them masculine virtues. So China's doing the same thing. Yeah.
Can I go back four or five lines where you said Beijing unveiled a program designed to enhance teen boys' masculinity? Did that require a pill?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think
so. Okay, I'm just wondering where they went on that. You know, fake muscles. Okay, I'll call it that. Yeah. Look on their arm,
nowadays,
they have a fake muscle. I've got it now. Thank you.
Yeah. I know. Nowadays, we're big on pills with puberty blockers in the West and whatnot. But anyway, so China is just maybe a century behind us as far as this goes. You know, modernity now is starting to have the same effects there. The feminization of the boys, maybe even the masculinization of the women, although to a lesser extent in China. But also, just a couple of months ago, Chuck, China announced that broadcasters, and this is what you mentioned earlier, must, quote, resolutely put an end to showcasing sissy men on television. That's actually how they put it. And, you know, we can ask, is anyone going to cancel China for using that unwoke term, sissy? I don't think so, because China's in the process of canceling us. Now, we might say, Chuck, well, China is a rogue nation, and yes, it is. But here's what we have to understand, and here's what I'd like the left to understand, if they can understand anything.
Okay, this, and I'll tell you what, because I can tell that this is one I want them to pay a lot of attention to, Selwyn, and one that I'm not going to interrupt you on, except to say that I'm going to interrupt you right now because we got to take a break. Isn't that timing perfect?
See the
timing. I mean, oh, the way I learned that, it was unbelievable, you know. Yep, there it is. There's that music. Selwyn Duke, D-U-K-E, the new American. But you can read all his articles at Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com. Be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway.
Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American and a website, selwynduke.com. And now I don't have to interrupt you for about 6 minutes. That's pretty good. And you can proceed.
That was a good time to stop, actually, because we're moving on to a different phase of this discussion. And anyway, I was just saying, now, when looking at this, people on the left might say, well, China is a rogue nation. After all, they're not with things. They're not with the family of man, and they're not in certain ways. But as I pointed out before the break, actually, China's anti-political correctness stance, Chuck, is very much mainstream worldwide, okay? And it's funny because the left loves to, being oh so supercilious, say things like, well, we're on the right side of history. You know, that's what they always say all the time. They're so enlightened, and their opponents are so backward, knuckle-dragging Neanderthals. And they said that decades ago when they were touting the idea of gender neutrality, which was the notion that a boy or a girl could be whatever he's raised to be. You know, you raise a boy as a girl, he's going to be fine. Then they realized, oh, that's not true, but they didn't apologize and say they were wrong. They moved on to gender identity, which is what we have today, where they say a boy or a girl can be whatever he wants to be. And they say now that they're on the right side of history, just like they said before they were on the right side of history, even though they're contradicting themselves. But here's the whole thing. This is a worldwide phenomenon, as I said, this opposition to Western political correctness. Okay, here are some examples. The Global Times mentions, Chuck, that this recently released Marvel Studios film, it's called Eternals. Well, it's been banned in many countries, because it features the first homosexual superhero kiss, okay? Which, of course, is what everyone wanted to see, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, now let's go back a little further. We had Russian leader Vladimir Putin, okay? Well, he has in the past slammed America's woke ideology. He called youth transgenderism a crime against humanity. Okay, and in the past, he said similar things going even further back than what I'm talking about. And he's also railed against the West's moral relativism, which is something I write about a lot. Okay, now maybe now we're getting some insight into why the left hates Putin so much, by the way, because he happens to be a white heterosexual male who absolutely trashes their agenda. But okay, that's Russia and China, and the left will say, well, they're both rogue nations. What do they know? Well, okay, but our sexual devolution, as I call it, and our political correctness in general, does it play any better in the Islamic world? I don't think so, okay? And the Islamic world, by the way, constitutes almost a quarter of the whole world. Also, this political correctness, Chuck, well, it's frowned upon in most of Africa, too. South Americans, they're sort of on the fence, but, you know, the point is that it doesn't play well in the global Peoria. It really doesn't. All right, let's move on even more. What about the left's sacred pillar of immigration? Okay, well, the left will say it's only opposed by those knuckle draggers in Hungary and Poland, like Viktor Orban, the leader of Hungary. All right, well, I guess we should just ask the liberals' admired Dalai Lama about that. Oh, he must be really pro-immigration, right? Listen to what he said in 2019. He said this to the BBC, Chuck. He said, quote, Europe is for Europeans. And then he said, and quote, ultimately, migrants should be returned to their homelands. Wow. Are they going to cancel the Lama now? Is the left going to do that? I mean, that really hurts when you have the Dalai Lama coming out against your agenda. And of course, I guess, Chuck, he would say that because he'd be a hypocrite if he didn't, because the Chinese have been moving Han Chinese into his Tibet, and he understands what demographic colonization, what demographic destruction is all about. So, as I point out in my piece, this immigration regime that we have is an obsession, but only of suicidal Western nations. Okay? And here's the thing to think about also for the left, okay? As immigration makes Europe more Muslim, as immigration makes our country, Chuck, more Hispanic and Asian and a little more African, what's going to happen to wokeness? What are its prospects going to be? You think all of these new Americans, as they like to call them, are going to cotton to political correctness? Do you? Okay. And how about this? This is also something else. In 2016, I wrote about this at the time, Salon gleefully proclaimed, quote, "This is the end of marriage, capitalism, and God, finally." Okay. Well, they were just crowing there. They figured, oh, as all these left-wing Westerners do, religion is going down the tubes. But here's something else from the Everything You Know Is Not So file. Professional demographers have been telling us for a while now that the world is poised to become more religious during the next many decades, not less so. And that really is true.
Good news. Good news. Yeah. Hey, gotta go and... We'll come back with the final three lines of this, okay? Because the point is, always got to get that in. Selwyn Duke, and we're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's, at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. It's a fantastic place to celebrate the holidays. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with our 10-foot Christmas tree. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes, pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our incredible pizza, and our incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown in from Italy. Angelo's and Vinci's is the perfect spot for your holiday dinner or party. Get your shopping done for everyone by purchasing holiday gift certificates. Feel the spirit at Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com.
Joe Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal has changed America, not because of the Taliban or outside powers or even because America's leaders are making mistakes. Afghanistan changed America because America's leaders want to change America. America's string of disasters come from leaders who want a disaster for the American power.
But the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos, I don't know how that happens.
They want to fundamentally transform the United States.
We have an incredible opportunity to fundamentally transform the country.
The Bible forecasted that they want to blot out the United States of America. How? We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, selwynduke.com. That's his website. And we've been discussing China owns and bemoans Hollywood, slams Tinseltown as a woke joke. Boy, you are so good with those words, Selwyn. And we finally get to the very, very end of this, right? The woke values, reality.
I was just talking about how the liberals love to crow about how they are on the right side of history and their so-called values are going to be the wave of the future. And I wouldn't be so sure about that. And I had quoted Salon. They gleefully proclaimed in 2016, this is the end of marriage, capitalism, and God, finally. But I pointed out, actually, during the next many decades, the world's going to become more religious. It actually is true, okay? And then what we have to realize is that all these woke values that seem so new, and many things that seem new aren't. I mean, as G.K. Chesterton once said, Chuck, 9 out of 10 of what we call new ideas are simply old mistakes. That's something else to bear in mind. But they may seem new and they may seem trendy to these wealthy white liberals, but they are the domain of these effete wealthy white liberals. And that's it. They don't play well elsewhere. And understand something else, you wealthy white liberals. You are doing yourselves in via immigration and your own low birth rates. You're canceling yourselves. That's what you're doing. You know, and as Mark Stein said, the columnist, he put it very well. The future belongs to who? To those who show up for it. That's who it belongs to, okay? If you don't reproduce yourselves, and in Western nations, that's not happening very much with white people, and especially the liberal ones. And if you're going to completely change your societies via immigration and migration, well, guess what? Your values are going to go down the tubes with you, okay? So the point is that when you kill virtue, Chuck, when you kill these old Western glories, you don't get perpetual celebration of your chosen vice. What do you get? You get China. As I put it in my piece, tranny becomes tyranny. And that's the point. The point is, I'm not saying what I'm saying, that political correctness is not going to be around in the future, that we're going to have that shining city on the hill. I hope we do. What I'm saying is that our political correctness, by destroying what is good, is inviting a different kind of darkness, a darkness that our woke left won't welcome either. That's what they don't understand. And that's why leftists all throughout history, ever since the birth of leftism during the French Revolution, have always ended up being useful idiots. They always end up being squashed by bugs, by the very people they empower. There are so many examples of that.
Wow.
So, as I say to them when closing my article, do you still think, wokesters, you're on the right side of history? Better think about it.
Really? You know, what's amazing is that everything you're talking about, what the left doesn't accept and how bad it is and how it's you know, they don't see it right in front of their face or on their nose or whatever, ties exactly in to your latest article, which, like I said, I didn't have time to go over it. I just happened to see it whenever, I think, when we were first starting the show. But it's entitled Bipartisan Message. Solar and wind are a lot of hot air. Go nuclear. See, another perfect example of how they shoot themselves in the foot, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's no question about it. You know, and I'm just talking about in this article how actually, there was this little effort, bipartisan effort, by senators, Barrasso, John Barrasso. He's a Republican from Wyoming, and also Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's a less liberal senator, to buttress nuclear energy. And they were talking about this recently during the American Nuclear Society Winter Conference. That was in Washington, D.C., Chuck. And they were saying that we need to produce more nuclear energy in this country and not be reliant on foreign nations. And anyway, the Daily Caller reported on this. And let's see, Barrasso said, quote, "The reality is that you cannot power the world with solar panels and wind turbines alone. The demands for energy worldwide are going to continue to increase, not just in the United States," he said. "You're going to see that worldwide." And he also said, "Every time we use energy, we're using it more efficiently, but you still have increased demands. Nuclear has to be a very, very important part of that." So anyway, he was just saying, Barrasso, that Congress really should support nuclear energy, he said, because of its efficiency, because of its built-in storage systems. It's not like solar and wind power. It's smaller. I'm quoting him again. He said it is smaller, it's more efficient, and includes an energy storage system when the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining. Okay? And Barrasso, Chuck, was one of a bipartisan group of senators, this was in July, who introduced this American Nuclear Infrastructure Act, ANIA, A-N-I-A. And this will, according to the website of Senator Shelley Moore Capito, she's also a senator from West Virginia, this will, quote, "improve the nation's nuclear infrastructure, secure America's uranium supply chain, grow the economy, create jobs, reduce carbon emissions," you know, that's a concern of these people, "and strengthen our energy and national security." That's according to her, anyway. So,
and hopefully, you know, let me jump in here real quick. You know that
the
big deal about, you know, nuclear energy, and boy, you know, that could all of a sudden it could rupture and all this, and look what happened last winter, you know. It wasn't, you know, an earthquake, right, that put a nuclear energy plant out of commission.
Right.
It was simply, you know, it got so cold the windmills wouldn't work and things like that. You know, you have what ifs, if that's the correct words, what ifs that stop progress so many times.
I know. No, it's unbelievable. We have too many people nowadays who've been weaned on fantasies, Chuck, and when they get older and they assume positions of power, they turn these fantasies into policy, and that way lies destruction. Now, as far as this American Nuclear Infrastructure Act, let's hope it's a good thing, Chuck, because it's already been signed into law. In fact, it was part of that larger so-called infrastructure package that Joe Biden signed into law last month. He probably doesn't remember doing it. I understand that. But they put the pen in his hand and he put it to paper. So anyway, as I said, Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, he also trumpeted this legislation recently. He said, "I will continue pushing for the inclusion of funding for the Advanced Nuclear Fuel Availability Program." Anyway, I don't have to go on with that. The point is he's supporting it. There are more important things to talk about. Now, we know that the left despises nuclear energy, just like it despises fossil fuels. It hates anything that actually works. And the truth is, though, many Americans, good Americans too, Chuck, they find the word nuclear scary. Okay, they hear that term or atomic, and what do they think about? Well, it conjures up ideas of radioactive fallout or a mutagenic yellow cloud in movies. Remember that movie, Chuck, The Incredible Shrinking Man? You know, that's what happened there. This guy was on his boat on the ocean, and you saw this yellow cloud, and he was he had this radiation that he was exposed to, and then he started shrinking. But actually, of course, that's just fiction.
But, you know, see, the thing was, They use this, you know, like the nuclear bomb, the nuclear bomb, the nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
And then they come out with a nuclear submarine. And, you know, and I guess a lot of these people were saying, boy, when that's going to blow up, you know, it's a nuclear submarine.
Yeah.
You get that stuff, you know. And I know we don't have that much time, but you also mentioned in here, you know, I mentioned like all the problems that we had during the winter, right? France.
Yeah.
Tell them about France. 70.6% total electricity from nuclear. Boy, France was frozen last year, weren't they? And everything was, the lights were off and nothing was working. Yeah, nope. What is this nuke juice? I like that. 82.3%. That's a good figure. I like that saying, the nuke juice.
Yeah.
I wonder if
well,
I could
mean,
say
if
it
you
three
ask
times. Go ahead.
Yeah. Here's a trivia question that no one's going to get. If you ask what country in the world derives the highest percentage of its electricity from nuclear power, well, no one's going to get that. I'll just tell you, it's Slovakia. That's what it is. And as you said, the figure is 82.3%. Slovakia, can't explain why. You wouldn't think it was the most advanced place, but there you go. And, you know, as I point out in my piece, people are afraid of nuclear energy, but I have a friend who works for a power company, and he's not compromised. He's just a regular guy. He gets a salary. He's trained in engineering. And he told me years ago when this came up, he's not even highly political. He said, you know, nuclear is the cleanest form of energy in the world. That we have right now, that's viable. Now, as I also point out in my piece, you know, Joe Manchin and these other senators, many of them anyway, are pushing this nuclear power, which is a fine thing, but as a solution to the climate change crisis. And I point out, actually, it can't be a solution to the climate change crisis. And you know why? Because there is no such crisis. And we've spoken about this in the past, but the bottom line is this. Whatever you believe on so-called climate change, you better hope that I'm right when I say that, that there is no climate change crisis. And this is for a simple reason, Chuck. It's because the world is not going to be reducing carbon dioxide emissions anytime soon. Here's why I say that. We were talking about China before. Well, China is mainlining coal. It's building new coal-fired power plants all the time. And it's not going to stop this. Again, China wants to become the world's dominant power. It talks a good game with respect to climate change. You know, at these world conferences, it'll say, oh, yeah, by 2070 or 2060, we'll reduce our carbon emissions. You and the West have to do it by 2030. We'll do it by 2060 because we're behind you on the curve. But it's all talk. They're running a con. They're trying to con the silly Western leaders into hobbling their own economies. That's what Beijing is doing here. And it's not just Beijing. India, too, is building more new coal-powered power plants all the time. It's constructing one right now that's absolutely enormous, and that's going to supply power to 70 million people. And remember, when you're talking about India and China, you're talking about the two most populous countries in the world. China has 1.4 billion people, India about 1.38 billion people. So that's a good percentage of the world. And why are they doing this? They're doing this because they understand something. See, one thing is, when you're a poorer country like India, you have to be realistic. Necessity is the mother of invention. One problem with becoming wealthy is that you can indulge fancy and fantasy and fall out of touch with reality. And that's the morass we've descended into here in the West. But India and China are hard-nosed, and they understand something. That, and Powerline wrote this in April, quote, wind and solar energy are both essentially obsolete technologies. Okay, now why is this? Because, Chuck, they're low-intensity energy sources. This means, well, they don't produce very much wattage per square meter. There's a chart in my article pertaining to that, but you wouldn't believe it.
Let me talk about this chart real quick, because it mentions the power density of various energy sources.
And, please do, please do.
And when you get to the bottom two, the highest ranks, that's working. That's the best for you, okay? That's the one the left doesn't want to talk about. They hate it. But here's the lowest. Ethanol, and then wind, and then solar. Ethanol 0.1, wind is 1 point. Solar 10, oil stripper wells 27. That's oil. Then you get into natural gas. Yeah, remember how they want to close all that down now? 1,000. And the big one is nuclear. 2,000. It's just so obvious. And I'm telling you, when it comes to this global warming and we got to take care of all the other countries, except for China, you know, they're exempt, it's going to happen in 12 years. It's going to happen in 11 years. And these Hollywood crowds that believe in it. Who was the actor that went up in the atmosphere just recently? I'm trying to think. You know, the ones they
William Shatner.
Yeah. Boy, I saw how thin the air was when I got up there, and I realized, man, we got a problem with global warming. Did you know that thin air has been up there for, what, 58 million years?
But before then, Chuck, before then, maybe it was denser, right? 58 million years ago. The problem, kidding, of course.
Yeah.
You know, Man. Funny, though. Yeah, that was William Shatner. I didn't know that he actually said that about climate change, but I'm not surprised. But, you know, understand how inefficient and unreliable wind and solar power are. There was an analysis that found that if you want to meet our country's current energy needs with those two sources, you know how much space it would require? Get this. A region three times the size of your state of California. I mean, the whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. It's not realistic. Now, there is something here that I'm going to offer for the left. I want everyone to understand, look, who among us wouldn't like some new alternative clean energy source that's highly economical? We'd all love that. And, you know, we may have something like that in the future, but it's not going to be wind or solar. It's probably going to be something we're not even thinking about because you don't know where technology takes you. And ultimately, like I said,
I think I'm thinking about it, but I'll tell you, go ahead. After you finish.
Yeah, we're going to have something like that as long as we don't stifle innovation with a descent into socialism. And that's what threatens this whole endeavor. You know, there's a reason, Chuck, why the most prosperous, richest, freest nations have the cleanest environments, and they do statistically. It's because it's only when you have a healthy free market with its incentives that you catalyze the creative capacities of the common man. And that's what brings you all the innovation, all the invention, and tomorrow's technological wonders. And when we have that viable, new, economical, clean energy source, guess what? You're not going to need government coercion for its effectuation. No, it's just going to happen because there's going to be a market demand for it. Now, you wanted to say something about an energy source. I want to hear
it. Yeah, I'm thinking, but then you say clean source. I'm a little worried. Here's my thing. You take a cage, okay, and you put a round wheel in it, and you put mice in there, and you have wires coming, you know, but the droppings, yeah, that could be a problem. Okay, I'm gonna put that one on the shelf for a few minutes and think about it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to get very serious, and we're going to have about 4.5 minutes. But I want Selwyn to touch on one that he did, and it's about Kennedy Ravages Roe 1973 opinion. Very, very interesting. He's got the video in it, and you got to go to the website and check this one out. And what is the website? Oh, it's SelwynDuke.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow has given me a good night's sleep. Well, he continues to roll out new offers on his products, and his latest is on the towel set. Towels aren't something you often think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels for myself. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Well, Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. For a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99 with promo code CHACHA. Got that? CHACHA. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set, or call 800-893-2928. Remember, CHACHA for these great radio specials.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with my guest, Selwyn Duke. And you know, Selwyn, I may have mentioned this to you before, but I'm not sure, but my favorite senator, anytime this guy talks, I'll say, whip, I got to hear what he's going to say. Senator John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, and whenever they started talking about the Roe versus Wade just recently, he did a little spiel, didn't he?
He certainly did, and yes, he's my favorite too. You know, he's got to be the funniest man, Chuck, in politics. Yeah. But did you hear he was defending the Biden administration recently? He said the Biden administration never makes the same mistake twice. They make it 5 or 6 times just to be sure. He's hilarious. He really is.
But he was on a serious thing coming in here about, you know, abortions and Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, no, he wasn't joking there at all because it was a serious matter. He was speaking on the Senate floor, and what he was saying is that in this Dobbs v. Jackson case, which right now is before the Supreme Court, that has to do with the matter of whether pre-viability restrictions on abortion are constitutional, he said Roe v. Wade should be overturned. That's basically what he was talking about. And he said, you know, we talk a lot about the least among us in the Senate, but he said that's a good thing, but who's lesser, who's less powerful than the unborn baby? Well, it's a very good question. And he said, of course, this case, Roe v. Wade, it's about abortion, but it's also about federalism, he pointed out. He said, who should be making the decisions on these life or death matters? Should it be the people, or should it be, as he put it, a finite group of the managerial elite? And he was talking about, quote, the entrenched politicians, the bureaucracy, the media, the academics, the corporate phonies, all of whom think they're smarter and more virtuous than the American people, unquote. And he put that very well, and of course, that's what Roe v. Wade has to do with here. Some people don't understand this, Chuck, but if Roe v. Wade is overturned, as it should be, that doesn't make abortion automatically illegal. No, what happens is the issue simply goes back to the states where it's supposed to be, where prior to Roe it always had been, and then each state makes its own decision on the matter. And, of course, that's going to reflect the will of the people. And Kennedy pointed out also that Roe v. Wade is terrible law. Everyone understands that it's not constitutional. And he didn't mention this, but he's right. You know what? Who else said this? Well, the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was an ACLU baby, even she said this. She said that Roe was a faulty decision. Okay, so it's something that should be overturned. There is no right to prenatal infanticide, as I call it, in the Constitution. Anyone who wants to contend that the founding fathers intended for that to be there is just being pathetically intellectually dishonest.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Texas is the perfect example of, you know, trying to get that into operation. I mean, they're, you know, and of course, what's his name, Biden, fighting that too. It's very interesting what you write in here. 2,000 years ago, a conservative might have defended gladiatorial combat to the death in the Roman arena as tradition. A Christian, in contrast, would have recognized it as a violation of external law and tried to end it, and the Christians ultimately did. Wow. Hey, Selwyn, excellent report as usual, and I look forward to our very next appearance here. And you got so many, but I really, listeners, go check out this one on Kennedy, okay? And listen, I think it's an 8-minute video you have in there.
I think it's about 5 or 6. It's a short speech.
Is that all? I guess my thing must have got stuck. It's terrible when your thing gets stuck, and I'm gonna, you know. But anyway, I kick it. And
well, Kenny
probably
is so good, you listen to him for longer.
yeah, there you go. And I'll talk to you later then. Selwyn Duke, and he's a writer for the New American. And I'll tell you what, just go to selwynduke.com, and you'll be up to date there.